Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It is Dom time. So the major mainstream media in town, Inquirer, Daily News, Philly.com, they're on this campaign to clean up Philadelphia. I mean, their Sunday paper, oodles of articles on this. And one of them has various things that are being proposed, and it has trash cans underneath. If you get four trash cans, that's really good. If you only get one, that's not so good. All right, you getting it? 855-839-1210. So I'm asking you the question, why is Philadelphia so filthy? Is it just that our name, Philadelphia, is easy to, you know, be snarky and say Filthy-delphia? Or is it really dirtier than other places? I'd love to hear from you if you're other cities, other places, maybe you didn't grow up here. Is it dirtier? Now, you know, one of the things I often talk about when we have these events, the last one that I remember, Bill and I went out there, I think we had him live in the air from there, at the Bon Jovi / Springsteen / Hillary Obama's Bill Clinton, right over here near Independence Hall. And the amount of trash that was left was unbelievable. And I maintain events that I've done or events that I've been at with conservatives, you don't see that. So is one of the reasons that Philadelphia is filthy because you have people that just don't see it the same way. Cleanliness next to godliness. Oh, no. You know, this is a liberal town and they throw stuff around. Somebody's supposed to clean it up. That's what they're there for. Then in other circumstances, you have people that just have the Philly drop. I mean, they just drop stuff like you can't imagine in front of you. And that's what they see growing up, I guess. 855-839-1210. So here's some of the things they're considering. I'm not making this first one up. The American Non-Smokers Foundation estimates that 1.69 billion pounds of cigarettes wind up as trash each year. So they suggest follow the lead of Crowded Cities, a Dutch startup that takes the smartest birds to retrieve butts in exchange for food pellets. If birds can pick up cigarette butts, they can be trained to pick up potato chip bags. So you see a kid headed to school. First of all, you've seen this if you're here, maybe out in the suburbs. I'm not sure. I've seen it constantly. Walk into school. The breakfast is a potato chip bag. You know, I don't know how, but that's the breakfast choice. So the kid's munching on the potato. Bong! Right in. The bag hits the ground. Bang! The bird's on it. Problem solved. No potato chip bags there. Then we could teach them how to do pretzels. Maybe a hoagie bag. This idea is still in development. They give that a rating of 2 trash cans. Crows being trained not to pick up cigarette butts, but potato chip bags and the like. This one I kind of like. They only give it 1 trash can. Fine city council members for dirty districts. So if you have a city council member, they're supposed to be looking out for their district. If it's filthy, we measure that. They suffer something. The Philadelphia city council member. Oh, my God. How about this one? They interview a center city attorney. Jim Pavlock. I'd love to talk with this guy. And he says people that suggest welfare recipients be out there helping to pick up some of the trash, they have it all wrong. We ought to make Comcast and Penn and Amazon get their rears in gear. All these wealthy people, they ought to be picking up the trash. What? Are they the ones throwing the trash? It doesn't matter. The welfare people, no. The wealthy people, yes. Here's one that might be worthy. Put lids on recycling bins. That I could see. You know, my biggest gripe with the type of thing they spent a lot of money and research to put in downtown Philadelphia, they have these things where you throw out your trash and you got to open them up. You know, touching something like that is not something a lot of people want to do. So you got to have a way of it's contained, but you can throw it in there without touching stuff. Does that make sense? I mean, I don't know who came up with it. They're like a pork belly, a pot belly type of thing. All right, phone lines coming to people quickly here. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. So why is Philadelphia so filthy? And since this is the big surge now, what would you do to make it not as much? Do you like the crow idea? I all weekend long, I've been waiting to tell you about the crow idea, swooping in with the potato chip bag. What could go wrong? Saw The Birds just last week. It's a great Alfred Hitchcock film. All right, 855-839-1210. And where you are, would you say it's pretty dirty or is it pretty clean? Does it depend? What about my theory? And some people really get upset with that. You go to one of these major conservative events, outdoors, whatever, and you don't see a lot of trash on the ground afterward. When I did the first Obama inauguration, it was incredible, the amount of trash. I mean, I've never seen anything like it. Tons and tons and tons. There were a lot of people there, but still. 855-839-1210. There is a disconnect here, and cities like Philadelphia, this is part of it. They think that somebody else is just going to pick it up. They don't think they're doing anything wrong. Can you top the crow idea? Now, if the crow swoops in and pecks you on the hand because you're dropping the potato chip bag, that might be something, a little negative reinforcement. All right, let's start with Rich in Hamilton. Hey, Rich, how are you? Good morning.
I'm doing pretty well, Dom. Get to listen to you every morning these days.
Thank you. Thanks, Rich. Good to connect with you again.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I was born and raised in Philly. And I spent 20 years living in Atlanta County, and now I'm back living in Philly for the better part of the last year. Nobody cares.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest thing about it. And, it starts with, just for example, the trash collectors. When you're on my street and you dump my recyclables into the van, into the truck, and they spill all over the place, they're not reaching down to pick them up.
Right.
Now, when I get home from work, I do. Mm-hmm. I pick them up. I put them back in the can. All of my neighbors don't. How much of it am I expected to do for the neighborhood?
Well, you know what?
Rich,
there is a lot of tenor here in what the Inquirer Daily News and others are saying that. And I kind of reject that. You know, we're paying an awful lot for government. They have to do their job first. And one of those jobs is... they have all kinds of laws on the books. Are they going to find people that are litterers, yes or no?
Okay, and you know what? The trash collectors, why aren't they sweeping up the street when they're done on a street?
Well, that's...
It will take longer, but that's their job. If you're strewing trash about, you're creating the problem. My recyclables are on the curb in the way that they're
right.
supposed to be.
Well, now look, I have some smart crows. This is an investment show for a moment here. And I bet we can have these crows fly in when they leave the stuff there, peck them in the backside, and maybe they'll pick it up. Can you imagine developing crows? This is the big project here at City Hall.
But I think it's a fatigue issue.
Think
it's also fatigue. Because, yes, I'm still cleaning up when the trashmen have left. But my neighbors necessarily aren't. Well, how long were they doing it before I was there? Where they're just
that? You know what, Rich? That is a great point. You get worn down by this stuff. That's exactly the type of thing that goes on. Another Rich in Glen Olden. Now you see this leaking into the suburbs, Rich.
Yes, Tom. I have a septic bus that stops out in front of my house about 100 feet.
Oh boy, that is it. Do you have the big chain trash can then on a pole there?
No, I don't have nothing, and
okay.
I've gone to the borough, and nothing's been taken care of, and what they do, the bus goes to the Philadelphia airport, picks them up, and I got to stop on each side of the street.
Right.
When they get off, they get to the Wawa at the airport, they drop the stuff off. There's a Wawa close to my house, they get the stuff, and they drop the stuff, and when they're waiting... they just get off and throw it, and I got to come out every morning and pick up trash off my... I've been in this borough for over 42 years.
Now you're right, and you think Glen Olden. I know Glen Olden pretty well. You would think, this is a shout-out to the town council and the others there. They ought to help you with this solution. It's being caused by Philadelphia spilling into Glen Olden, and what happens, you know it and I know it, Rich, this is how people move away and how things go downhill.
Well, like I said, I've been in the borough for 42 years, and I've never seen anything like it. And I think it's time to move away.
Well, Glenn Olin's on notice. Thank you, Rich. The Glenn Olin bill will put you to the head of the line. Congressman Ryan Costello's calling in on the litter stuff here, I guess. Hey, Congressman, welcome in. Thanks for joining
us. Hey, I got some really good crows out here. They're going to cost you, though. They're going to cost
you. Oh, Chester County crows, we've been told, are the top-notch crows.
The problem, I think, though, is then if you're in town, you're drinking a soda, they may come in and just grab some money out of your wallet and pay the tax on it.
Well, that's exactly right.
These crows could go crazy very, very quickly, Tom. That would be my concern.
Absolutely. So what's going
on? I never heard of this until I'm driving down to D.C. I never heard of this crow thing until I'm listening to you talk about this.
Well, that's right. Now, you should take this to the halls of Congress. Tell Paul Ryan you got to get the crows on. And are these crows, I don't know if there'll be a tariff on them or not yet. We're working on that to see what they'll
do. That's the other thing. The crows a lot of different things could happen with these crows. And I also imagine you're going to have a lot of fun. So I'm going to keep on listening for the rest of the
show. All right. Well, what's on your beat? I'm very glad you called. What's going on right now? You're headed to Washington. What happens this week? What's the agenda?
Well, look, we have an energy bill that Keith Rothfuss of Pennsylvania has on recycling coal ash for electricity. Sounds like a good bill. I have to look a little closer at it. Mm-hmm. But the real issue is going to be the tariff issue and how it plays and who's happy with it and who's not. And I'm in the fact-finding phase because I did not know that this was coming. It was coming when it came to be.
Yeah, I'm in the anti side slightly, but if President Trump is doing this, Congressman, in order to put pressure on reopening NAFTA and all that, that's what he seems to be saying this morning, then okay, I can understand that. Otherwise, if you drink beer, expect to pay more.
Right. I was trying to think of something funny with the crows picking up the beer cans, but nothing came out.
All righty.
But thanks for taking me right there.
Hey, thanks. You're welcome, Congressman, as always. All right. So we hear that Chester County. Do we have a crow expert out there? Or do you think other birds of prey might be involved? You know, when I first broke into talk radio, WWDB did a bird of prey day. We had to go to the zoo, and we had all kinds of birds of prey, and we were told they're trained. They're perching on our shoulders. You can imagine a guy like Dominic Quinn and Irv Homer, and Irv was armed, so I was the new guy. I had to have, I'm not sure if it was it couldn't have been a condor. It might have lifted it and taken me away. What kind of birds should Philadelphia, they got enough pigeons. If the crows would kill the pigeons, that would be helpful. You know what I'm talking about with the pigeon stuff. I'm not making it up. They're looking at what they do in Holland. Train crows to pick up cigarette butts. So that doesn't seem to be the main problems. Main problem, it's the potato chip bags. Where you are, you heard the guy from Glenn Olden. That was a great call.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.